Next item is permanent chair for this committee. Nominations.
I move for Michael.
I second if you need a second.
Okay, those. Yes. Is that Kim?
Yes. I'd like to nominate Michael Heiss.
I was going to say I respectfully, if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. I'm concerned that business might interfere with my ability to do this at certain times.
All right. Any other nominations?
Is there a vice chair?
No.
Lawrence,
you have your hand up?
Yeah. So Marisol Cruz is a vice chair.
The vice chair of the OSB.
Right. It's usually, it has been tradition and practice that the chair of the OSB are usually also share the governance committee, the OSB governance committee anyway. Yeah. That's best practice.
All right. In any case, I'm asking if there are any further nominations.
I have my hand.
Your hand back up, Kim?
Yep.
Go ahead.
First of all, nobody should know better than Lawrence Reyes that that is not accurate, that the LSB chair is any kind of historically the governance chair, because Lawrence was chair of the governance committee when he wasn't even on the LSB. So there's that. I'd like to nominate Paul Roberson.
I'll second that.
Oh, I appreciate that, but I'm going to decline on that.
Chair, may I have a point of personal privilege?
I'm striking out.
Okay. What's your point of personal privilege, Mr. Reyes?
I don't recall that, Kim. Do you know what year that was?
Don't worry about it. Mr. Tatum has a hand up. Did you want to speak, PNB Parliamentarian? I see you're hiding, Michael. Yeah, hang on.
Just for the record, I'd like everybody to know that nominations do not require a second.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Thustak.
Go ahead, Sue, and then Michael Heiss.
Nominate Lawrence Reyes.
Thank you, Sue, for your reverence, but I decline. Thank you. Respectfully.
Okay.
I want to nominate Michael Novick.
Yeah, I was already nominated.
Okay.
Thank you. Michael Heiss?
Turnabout is fair play. I'd like to nominate Ms. Kaufman.
Kim, do you accept?
Wow. Jeez.
Quickly, please.
Yeah, I know. Can I think about it, like, for a minute? We have to do this, though.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? Yeah. This is Bella.
Yeah, go ahead, Bella, but please try to use your hand.
I am somewhere else right now. I would like for us to go to the vote. If there is going to be another nomination, I will object to Kim Kaufman being the chair.
That's right. Beth Van Gunther has a hand up.
Yes, I just wanted to point out that in potentially contested elections like this, we usually arrange for the teller to handle it.
Right.
And I know we haven't done that tonight, but we have a month before we need to settle this, so I would trust that there would be some time between now and then that he could arrange to be available.
Yeah, if we have a contest, I'll check with the tellers.
I'm going to accept the nomination.
Okay, I see a hand up from someone in the 706 area code.
That's me, Sue.
Oh.
How many people have been nominated so far?
Michael Novick and Kim Kaufman, the only ones who have been nominated and accepted.
Okay. That's all.
Okay, so Beth is correct. That's going to take a, paper ballot, email ballot. I'll check with the tellers and we'll set it up and you'll get it and we'll resolve it. For now, I'll continue as the chair pro tem. So the next item of the agenda is approval of the minutes. There were two sets of minutes that were distributed to everybody by myself and Ralph from February and March. Is there a motion to approve?
Removal.
Thank you. Is that Raymond?
Yes.
Any objection?
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. I cannot raise my hand from I am somewhere else. I cannot raise my hand.
Okay, go ahead. What is it, Bella?
Can you reinstate what you just said? I could not hear you. You said it so quickly.
Okay, I said the next item on the agenda was approval of the two sets of minutes that were sent for February and March by myself and Secretary Ralph Hawkins, and they were moved. It was moved to accept them by Raymond Goldstone.
Yes, so can you please read them for the stream, Mr. Chair?
No, I'm not going to read the minutes for the stream. Thank you, Bella. They'll be posted to KPFTX.
The minutes are not representative of what transpired at that meeting.
Then
point
you can
of
vote
order,
to
chair. Point of order, chair.
Yeah, what's your point of order?
They can be amended in the future.
Yes,
but
that's
they
right.
Need to have written amendments of what needs to be changed, not just
thank you.
So I move to approve them. I have
attempted to do that. Mr. Ralph Hawkins has refused to do that. Acknowledge my edits. But he acknowledges your edits, Kim Kaufman.
We're talking about the Governance Committee minutes, Bella. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So there was a motion made and I believe seconded to approve them and they can always be amended later. Lawrence, you have your hand up?
Yes, I'd like to move to the vote.
Yeah. Is there any objection?
I would like to change the membership, to the correct membership that has been listed.
Okay, thank you.
I think it's the people in attendance are listed and I would like it redrafted to have them, the members, separated from just the people in attendance.
Thank you. I see Ralph shaking his head up and down. It's yes on that. Is that something you can do, Ralph? Okay, with that agreement that the membership will be reflected, that we... go ahead, Ralph.
Well, that's the record that contains their absences. So if you...
No, she's saying separate, if they were potential members and then were absent, they're no longer members. That'll be indicated.
I can adjust it to the list that we read tonight, yes.
Thank you. All right, can we move that forward and go on to the rest of our business, please? And Bella, if you have written corrections, please submit them to everybody as well as to the secretary.
Thank you.
I would ask that whatever is referred to is tagged to some position on the timeline of the recording. Otherwise, I would object.
Well, the corrections would have to be approved by the body the same way the minutes were. So, hopefully it will be a citation for what the problem is, if there is any. Thank you. Okay, the minutes haven't been approved. We have consideration of motions submitted to governance for action, and the earlier one was Kim's motion regarding minutes being posted to KPFTX and the governance committee. You want to speak to that motion, Kim? You want to read it for the stream? Kim Kaufman? Kim, you have to unmute yourself.
Yes, yes, I know. Hold on. I'm looking them up because we don't have an agenda with it on it. So let me go get the one I sent out today because we don't have an agenda with it on it. Okay.
Chair, this is Janine. Can I have the floor?
Okay. Well, just wait for a moment. Go ahead, Kim. Let Kim read the motion and then we'll have a discussion.
A motion from last month. All committees, including the LSB, must have approved minutes for each meeting. The approved minutes must be put on kpftx.org. If two meetings pass with no approved minutes, the committee will be considered defunct. The governance committee shall be responsible for checking on all the committees and reporting monthly to the LSB as to the compliance of approved minutes of all the committees, including the LSB. That's the motion. And
okay, do you want to motivate it?
Yes, I'm going to, thank you. It is required by California Corporations Code that all committees have minutes. And this is a committee, the LSB is a committee, and of course the PNB has to have minutes. So this is a legal requirement in order to be a legitimate organization. That's pretty much it.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Janine, did you want to speak to that motion?
No, it was, I was trying to speak about something else.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I would like to speak. I have my hand up.
Yeah, go ahead, Bella.
Bella DeSoto. Yeah. Yes, I object to this motion as the governance committee cannot become a policeman for every committee, LSB committee. Further, it is incumbent upon the Pacifica.org webmaster to post audio recordings of every meeting that takes place around the clock across the network. He is completely overwhelmed. He cannot do so. That is Mr. Otis McClay. He has communicated to me that he has not been able to yet even post the recordings that I have to convert from MP4 to MP3, clean it up, submit it to him, and then he takes a while to upload, even from 227. This is for the outreach committee. Please stop. I must finish. I ask that you stop interrupting me. Thank you.
You got 15 seconds, brother.
Bella, that was Lawrence giving you 15 seconds. He's keeping time. Please finish.
Okay, I did not understand. This is from the 227-22 meeting, and we have already held our March meeting. We're not going to be holding our April meeting. This motion makes absolutely no sense whatsoever in the current atmosphere that we operate in. Thank you.
Okay, I have Ralph and then Lawrence, Kim and then Myla. Ralph?
So, to the stack. It's accountability that we're talking about here, and it's all well and good to upload things to KPFTX, but my reading of Robert's rules is that the secretary, which would be me, not that I need any extra work, is supposed to be like the central repository of these kinds of things. It talks about keeping a book. So, I mean, I'm always the last one to find out about anything, but if the LSB has questions about who's members of a committee or whether minutes were done, they should be able to go directly to the secretary, and I just look in my binder, and there it is. So what I'm saying is it's well and good to post things, but I think any minutes that are generated by a chair should be sent simultaneously to the LSB secretary so that there's one central source that can verify the existence of these things. If I, if I'm supposed to keep a book, then that means I have to go into KPFTX and search around for these things and download them, and it would just be so much simpler if people respect the secretary.
Yes, thank you, Alan. I heard you. There's several people ahead of you. So I have Lawrence, Kim, Myla, and Alan. Belly already spoke once on this.
Yeah, Chair, I want to make an amendment that we strike the word to defunct committees. That is highly unusual, and it applies in violation of any decorum for a committee to police and then monitor, and then to recommend defunking a committee is highly unusual. And so my amendment is that I strike that be stricken from the motion, and then I would consider supporting the motion, but not with that defuncting the committee. That's a little bit too much.
Okay, thank you. So that's what's before us at the moment, is that amendment to Kim's motion.
Seconded by Bella DeSoto.
Okay, thank you, Bella.
I'm putting my hand up again.
Alan B.
Alan's on the stack, but Myla had her hand up earlier.
We're on these amendments.
Yes, I understand that, Kim. Please don't speak out of turn. I'm trying to check to see if the people who have their hands up want to speak to this amendment. Myla, do you want to speak to the amendment?
No, I wanted to speak to the motion.
Okay, so hang on a second, wait. Alan. Yeah, thank you. Go ahead, Kim.
I heard Myla said she wanted to speak to the amendment. I'll let other people who haven't spoken yet speak to the amendment, and I can speak.
Okay. I thought you said no. I'm sorry. Did you say you did, Myla?
Yeah, I just actually wanted some clarification. It's my understanding that Ralph is asking that the secretaries of the various committees be responsible for submitting the approved minutes from their prospective committees to the secretary of the KPFK LSV, so that there's one central repository for all of the minutes, and then they can be posted to KPFTX for anyone to review. Is that what you're saying, Ralph?
No.
Hang on with that, Monica. It's not germane to what's up before us at the moment, which Ralph did not make that as a motion. Lawrence's motion to amend is what's before us, which
and
is to strike. Lawrence's motion is to strike the idea that the committee would be defunct if it did not get its minutes up after two meetings. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. There has to be some sort of penalty for not having minutes. And unless there can be some other kind of penalty, that's the only penalty I can think of, number one. And number two, all secretaries or chairs of meetings who can post their meetings on KPFTX can post their minutes. So the audio, posting the audio, is separate. There's no correlation between them. And there's really no excuse that I can hear where a chair or secretary of a committee can't post the minutes to KPFTX.
Okay, thank you.
Posting the audio is separate from posting the minutes.
So I don't see
any reason for this not being followed.
Okay, I want to point out to everybody, it's 9:00 and we have an hour to conduct the rest of our business, so please be brief and succinct. Beth Van Guthner's hand up and hasn't spoken, and then Ralph, and then we're going to move on the motion. Please.
Thank you. It's my understanding that posting minutes to the website is one of the CPB requirements for open meetings. So we should all be doing that.
Chair,
do think that...
Point of order.
Sorry.
No disrespect to you, Beth. But what we're discussing is my amendment to strike defuncting a committee, not the minutes. Is that in order, Chair?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. Please, who just made a point of order?
Raymond Goldstone.
What's your point of order, Raymond? And then let's try to come back to what's before us. Go ahead, Raymond. What's your point of order?
The amendment is to remove the third sentence of the motion.
Yes, thank you. So will you speak to that, Beth? Yeah, please continue.
Thank you. Yes, I support Lawrence's amendment.
Thank you. Janine, do you have your hand up?
It's not pertinent to that.
Okay, thank you.
I have my hand up, Mr.
Yes.
Chair. But
yes, go ahead, Bella. Is this is on Lawrence's amendment?
That is correct.
Go ahead.
First of all, I agree. I support the amendment, but more than that, I object to this motion from...
Okay, out of order. We're not taking the motion as a whole. Are there any further comments?
Explain why I
no, I'm sorry.
The amendment.
Okay, then just do that, please.
I support the amendment because it is undemocratic to cast such a ruling over people that are doing so much work at different committees. And I want to let also others know they have not been, we have to consider recordings in lieu of minutes. Okay? We're in a very different space today. And we should consider audio recording in lieu of minutes. They're very
okay, I'm sorry, that's not pertinent to the motion that's before us. Please reserve it for a later point.
It's time, okay. Chair. It's time.
I understand that. So I'd like to move to a vote on the amendment to strike the third sentence in Kim's motion. Can you, is there any objection to striking that sentence?
Can you read it, please?
Yes, I
yeah,
object,
please.
Obviously.
Okay, thank you. Let's read it back.
The third sentence, Chair.
Okay, the original motion made by Kim is all committees, including the LSB, must have approved minutes for each meeting. The approved minutes must be put on KPFDX. This is the sentence that would be struck. If two meetings pass with no approved minutes, the committee will be considered defunct. The governance committee shall be responsible for checking in all the committees and reporting monthly to the LSB as to the compliance of approved minutes of all the committees, including the LSB. The motion is to strike the third sentence. If two meetings pass with no approved minutes, the committee will be considered defunct. I heard one objection from Kim to striking that. Was there another objection?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to vote then on the motion. All right, we're going to vote on the motion to amend by striking that sentence. Ralph, can you call the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Yes, Alan Oaks, yes.
Fred Blair?
Abstain.
Fred abstains. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Yes.
Sue votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
Marisol passes. Bella DeSoto?
No. Oh, yes. Yes. Bella DeSoto, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Bella. Raymond Goldstone?
Abstain.
Raymond abstains. Ralph Hawkins votes yes. Michael Heiss?
No.
Michael votes no. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Kim Kaufman?
Kim, you have to unmute.
I know. No, I vote no.
Kim votes no. Myla Reason?
I vote no.
Myla votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. Janine Roan?
Janine's yes.
Janine votes yes. Ruth Strauss?
Ruth, you need to unmute. Come back to her.
Beth Von Gutten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Marisol Cruz?
That's a yes.
Marisol votes yes. Ruth Strauss?
Ruth, this is on a motion to strike the sentence about the committee becoming defunct. Can you hear us and can you vote? All right, just consider an abstention.
Okay. One moment. I have 12 yes, 3 no, and 3 abstentions.
Okay, so the motion is amended by striking that sentence. Is there further discussion of the motion as amended? I see two hands up. Okay. Is that to discuss the motion? Beth and Janine?
Alan Beek on the stack.
Yes, that's right. Alan, you want to discuss the motion as a whole. Beth or Janine, did you want to discuss the motion further?
Sure. Thank you. This is Beth.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, especially for those of us who actually take on the work of the committees. I know I draft several reports every month to both the LSB and the PNB for various meetings that I'm responsible for, which we almost never get to. I feel compelled to do that because sometimes we do, and it's a direct accountability to those participating, those most committed. And I'm wondering if it might make sense to substitute minutes for those reports and submit them as a consent agenda at the front of the agenda, the LSB agenda each month, so that we would then have those committee minutes memorialized within the minutes of our LSB meeting. And that way I wouldn't have to, I wouldn't be spread so thin trying to write both a public report and minutes. So I'd be interested in other people's thinking on that.
Okay, I have Janine, Eric, Myla, and Kim. I'm sorry, Alan Pryor. Alan hasn't spoken at all on this question. Alan and Eric first, and then Janine.
Yes.
Alan?
This is Alan.
Yes.
And I think that we're facing a very tough problem there. The only true solution is to hire a staff of secretaries. I don't think that this motion is the solution. The amendment helped, and I think the present secretary we have for the LSB is excellent, but I think we still need to do something to cope with the problem, which is just too much to cope with. And this, I don't think, has done it yet.
Okay,
so
thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to vote no, but that doesn't mean I'm proposing something else instead. I don't have an answer.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I'm timing people. You keep interrupting them.
All right, thank you. Sorry. I'm just aware of the time of the whole meeting. It's 9:10, so please try to be brief in your comments. And I have Eric.
I've brought up before that I believe that the task of assembling minutes is a burdensome one, and it should be compensated with at least stipend level compensation. Ralph has been amazing in his role, but he deserves stipend level pay, and I'm not prepared to support the just echoing what Alan just said. I don't know there has to be a fully compensated secretarial pay, but stipend level pay is reasonable because the nature of minutes and the care with which they have to be assembled is such that it shouldn't be a volunteer duty. That's my view, and I don't want to vote for anything that would self-penalize us for not being able to keep up. That's all.
Mr. Chair? Michael?
Michael, you're muted.
Sorry, I muted myself. There was noise outside. I have Janine, Myla, Kim, Raymond, and Bella, and let's please vote on this. We have a lot of other business to take care of.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that the recordings that Bella is bringing up is very closely tied to getting minutes done, because when you have a three-hour meeting and you need to get the wording right, you need to go back and listen to it. So it's really difficult if those audio, the audio isn't posted. But I do, you know, I do know that it is something that should be, you know, we need to get better at. And I don't think that a report is really the same as minutes. A report is what, perhaps the chair wants to bring forward as the most important important items, whereas the minutes are more of an actual accounting of it. So I unfortunately I don't think those should be blended.
Okay, thanks. Myla, Kim, Raymond, Bella, and then just please move to a vote.
I'd like to defer to Kim, and I'd like to move to a vote.
Okay, Kim.
Let me remind people that this is a requirement by California Corporations Code to have minutes. I mean, this is not like optional. And as somebody who does take minutes for my committee, and I always have, it is not that burdensome, especially for committees that don't make motions. But if they do make motions, they have to have minutes to support who voted for it, who's a member of the committee. Good Lord, we you know, fought so hard over who's a member. If you don't have minutes, you can't determine who's a member of anything. So I certainly hope this book gets voted on. I mean, there's no penalty now for not doing it, which is unfortunate, but I hope people vote for it. That's it.
Thank you. Okay. Raymond, Bella, Beth, your hand is back up.
Yes.
Okay. Raymond, go ahead.
Yes. I believe that minutes have been made much more difficult by not adhering to Robert's rules. It's really not a matter of summarizing arguments. It's a matter of reporting or writing down the motions and the votes, as well as prior minutes approval. Only the main motions need to be reported, as I understand it. So I don't think it's as burdensome as Mr. Hawkins, who has done a remarkable job of summarizing the discussions, need do.
Thank you, Bella.
Thank you.
Chair, can you make me co-host so I could start helping you with the hands?
Okay, go ahead, Bella.
Yes. I agree with Raymond to some extent, Beth to some extent, but I definitely agree with Janine. When you have at the outreach committee, there are no motions, really. The motion usually is about dealing with a town hall once or twice a year. motions are rare at the outreach committee. The outreach committee is about letting people vent. And in this space, people talk and they can be heard, they can exchange ideas. Then those ideas then get transferred over to either the fundraising committee, the program oversight committee. In other words, it's a kind of a depository. They get referred to the GM, to the PD, when we do have one. So it's a very different animal. The recordings are converted. I clean them up for all the dead air, which takes hours, okay? Hours. Then I send that to Otis Beclay in an MP3. That takes a lot of time out of my life after every meeting. It is not an easy job. I can't think of anyone else who does that, okay? Then on top of that, I have to work on the outreach and everything else. So I ask this body to please consider this motion to be completely out of order.
All right, thank you, Bella. Beth, and then the parliamentarian has a hand up.
Yes. So this is Beth. Minutes are already required. I agree with Kim on that. California law and CPB and Robert's rules and common sense. And as such, that makes this motion redundant. It's requiring things, again, that are already required. I think that, in addition to that, I think that support and encouragement would be more likely, and vigilance, we need to pay attention and keep up with it, would be more likely to produce improvement than penalties or other draconian consequences. I know certainly I'm more responsive to that. I would also like to suggest that when anyone takes on responsibility for chairing any set of meetings for the first time, there should be some basic manual or handout that is provided to them explaining all the requirements, rather than let it catch up with them months down the road after, time has gone by. So okay. That's another place where we're remiss. I think if we started with that basic instruction, probably at the beginning of each year when we set new chairs, we would stand a much better chance of getting this done. Thank you.
Thanks. Mr. Tatum?
Yes, I just wanted for everyone to remember something. Especially those people who are secretaries and chairs, secretaries taking the minutes, you always write down what was done and not what was said.
Thank you.
I know some of you have heard that before, but it's worth repeating all the time. You write down what was done and not what was said. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so what's before us is Kim's motion. I'll reread it before we vote. As amended, all committees, including the LSB, must have approved minutes for each meeting. The approved minutes must be put on KPFTX. The governance committee shall be responsible for checking on all the committees and reporting monthly to the LSB as to the compliance of approved minutes of all the committees, including the LSB. Other objections to that motion?
Bella objects.
Okay.
This is Alan Beek. I'm going to vote no.
Okay, so we're going to vote on it. Thank you, Alan. Yeah, thank you. Ralph, call the roll, please.
Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Grace passes. Alan Beek votes no. Fred Blair?
I'm passing.
Fred passes. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
No.
Sue votes no. Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
Marisol passes. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella votes no. Raymond Goldstone?
Abstain.
Raymond abstains. Ralph Hawkins votes yes. Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Michael Heiss votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Kim votes yes. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence votes no. Paul Roberson? Paul Roberson? Come back to him. Janine Roan?
Abstain.
Janine abstains. Ruth Strauss?
Abstain. Abstain. I've been trying to get into this meeting forever. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I got you, Ruth. Abstains. Beth Von Gutten?
No.
Beth votes no. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Michael votes yes. Circling back, Grace Aaron?
Abstain.
Grace abstains. Marisol Cruz?
No.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred votes yes. Paul Roberson?
Secretary, I believe Paul left. He's not no longer in the zone.
Okay. One moment.
There's an Alan Beek votes no in there.
Yeah, we heard you, Alan.
I have 6 yes votes, 7 no votes, and 4 abstentions.
Okay, the motion is defeated. The next item of business is a motion regarding the Community Advisory Board, which the language was sent out to, I believe, everybody. I'll read it for the stream. Move that the Community Advisory Board be reconstituted effective immediately pursuant to PNB policy and CPB guidelines, with a projected membership of up to 20 individuals, to meet at least quarterly to conduct a community needs assessment and use it to evaluate how well current and proposed programming on KPFK meets those needs of the diverse and extensive geographic and demographic communities. Sorry, I left the word out. In our broadcast area, the Community Advisory Board shall adopt its own bylaws and rules pursuant to the relevant above-named policies and guidelines. Be it further resolved that the LSB approves the following applicants who have been interviewed by the CAB Working Group as the initial members of the CAB to serve for a 4-year term, with the proviso that additional members up to the maximum of 20 can be recruited and added at a later date so the terms on the CAB can be staggered. The LSB further urges station management to collaborate with the CAB by providing the required annual programming plan, by noticing the CAB membership and meetings on the station website, and by promoting on-air by other means the existence, purpose, meetings, and opportunity to participate in the CAB. And then there's a list of the people who have been interviewed, to which I neglected to add Dan McCrory, and I'll do so now. Chancy Martorell, Ruth Sanchez, Joe Ayala, Wade Alexander, Ajamu Makalani, Renee Grace Rodriguez, Sylvester Rivers, Matt Cedillo, Dr. Ruth Strauss, Melvin Ishmael Johnson, Stephen Klein, Marcus Avila, Kelly Flores, and Dan McCrory. And Dan has been chairing the effort in recent months to try to get the CAB reconstituted. He has served on the CAB twice at KC&T, including chairing it. And the other people all filled out applications, sent us resumes, and were interviewed by the working group, which several people in the group are on this call. Is there a discussion?
I have a question.
Mr. Chair,
Raymond, you have had, yeah, you have, yeah. Raymond,
yeah,
myself, and Kim.
Okay, Raymond?
I have a question for Beth. How does the language, pardon me? How does the language regarding programming comport with your understanding of the Programming Oversight Committee?
Shall I respond to that, Michael?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm in the process of sending amendments to this motion now. One moment while I do that. I think it's they're intended to serve probably parallel functions. I wasn't the one who set it up this way. And it's not clear to me how we're intended to distinguish between one and the other. I just sent my amendments for this motion. I would like to suggest that we divide the motion into two separate motions, one to stand up the committee or the CAB, and the other to populate it, and as is reflected in the amendments that I just sent. My own copy has come back to me now, so I would guess it's appearing in people's inboxes now. I can read those amendments. Shall I do that, Michael?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So the first motion would read, moved that the Community Advisory Board be constituted effective immediately pursuant to PNB and CPB guidelines with a projected membership of up to 20. I dropped the phrase to meet at least quarterly because that's already part of the regulations. So if we meet in compliance with the guidelines, then we don't need to say that again. So to conduct a community needs assessment and use it to evaluate how well current and proposed programming on KPFK meets those needs of the diverse and extensive geographic and demographic broadcast area.
The word community should be added after demographic. That was my error typing it up in the first place. Please make note of that.
Duly noted. The CAB shall adopt its own bylaws and rules pursuant to the relevant above named policies and guidelines. And so I got Michael's wording on it this late afternoon and didn't get to work on it until just the last hour before the meeting. This is as far as I had gotten at that point. I've been given the wording for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting uses for its mandate, and I think I would like to expand the mandate as expressed in this motion to include the rest of the mandate to produce a community needs assessment is important. I would rather not limit the mandate to that function only. I'd like to include, and I guess I'd better end all of these too.
Mr. Chair.
Hi, Chair.
DeSoto, may I be recognized?
There were a number of hands up before you, Bella.
I only see one.
I don't know why this won't paste in there, but I need to read the second motion, which would be separated from Michael's motion, would be, be it further resolved that the LSB approves as the initial membership of the CAB the following applicants who have been interviewed and approved, as well as any additional applicants interviewed and approved before the April 24, 2022 meeting, the LSB meeting, I should add that, up to a total of 20, with the proviso that additional members up to a total of 20 can be recruited and added as they become available. Paragraph. 10 of the initial CAB members, as determined by drawing of lots, shall serve for four-year terms, with the remaining 10 serving initial two-year terms, so that CAB membership turnover can be staggered and continuity preserved. The LSB further urges station management to collaborate. That final paragraph is not changed from what Michael proposed. And I did add Dan McCrory. And I will try again to send the rest of the mandate as described by the PNB. I just have to get it pasted into the email.
Thank you.
This is the wording as it reads in the it's not long, and it's in the CPB guidelines. So I'd like to include the rest of those.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I see Lawrence, Kim, and Bella have hands up.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Having served on one of the iterations of the CAB, where it was not limited in scope, although we did come up with a community needs assessment, and we did receive a community service grant. The station was declared a minority station, that it was serving at the time the underrepresented population. I could see the CAB collaborating with other committees, including management. It's very important that management have buy-in to this as well. Station staff. But the answer to Raymond Goldstone's question, I think it's somewhat of a contradiction to believe that that the CAB and the Program Oversight Committee is going to cross-pollinate. I don't think that's the case at all, although the CAB does look at what's going out on the air and see if it's serving the communities that we are trying to reach. So that's in regards to that. So I support this motion as it is, although I really don't agree completely with some of the elements of it. But I was supported because we did do, I was on the development group that conducted some of the interviews, and we had some very excellent candidates that answered questionnaires, that showed up for the interviews, that provided resumes, that filled out applications. So I believe I'd like to give a shout out to Beth, who did not give up on this process. And Michael and Dan McCrory, who captained the ship as we were recruiting people and people being recommended. So that's my time, but I completely support standing up this committee. It's time well overdue. Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
I'm confused. Looking at Beth's whatever it is amendment and comparing it to the first one. I mean, I can't, it's too complicated for me to do. So I just don't know really what we're doing, but, first of all, I have a couple of questions. Does the LSB get to also interview these people or know who they are? Are all these people within our signal area? Do they all understand that they're separate from governance? Like Ruth Strauss can no longer be on any governance committees if she's on the CAB? And my understanding...
That's fine.
Okay, just as long as, you know, you understand that. And other people do also. And